Time for our local hero spotlight with Phil Corman from CESA and Matt Cushai, the farmer and owner of Cushai Farm and the North Hadley Chili Pepper Company. I love spicy food, so I can't wait to hear all about the spicy things that you've got going there, Matt. But this is a generational family farm for you. Tell me a little bit about the history of the land you're farming.
Sure, and thank you for having me on, Monty and Phil. The story of Cushai Farm and the North Hadley Chili Pepper Company really starts back in the, say, 1800s, early 1900s. My great-grandfather, a Polish immigrant named Joseph Cushai, our last name was spelled K-U-S-Z-A-J back then, moved to North Hadley from Jelna, Poland in 1903, and they settled in North Hadley. My great-grandfather was quite an entrepreneur as well. 4 years after moving here, he started selling water rights, acquiring land, and eventually in 1918, he bought the main farmstead in North Hadley, and in 1925, added the land that my family is still on in Route 47 in North Hadley. He actually bought it from Levi Stockbridge's nephews. He ran a pretty big tobacco asparagus farm up until his passing in about 1960. It was a very large farm family, 12 kids, but the times had changed. And a lot of them were working in trades, working in factories, or for different organizations, companies around the valley. Eventually, a lot of the land got sold off, but we usually knew the people it got sold off to, and we maintained the family homes on River Drive. Some of the land I rent is land that my great-grandfather used to own. The home I live in and where the business is housed has been in the family since that initial 1925 purchase.
That's a pretty great story, and I love hearing these immigrant stories of the people that come over and want to get right to work and want to start contributing to the community. And these are the same stories that are happening with many of the people working on our farms and coming to this country today. So lest we not forget.
So, Matt, I'm wondering if you can share a little bit about how is the drought? Despite a couple of days of rain, the headline's been drought.
Yeah, so the past few years have been feast or famine, right? Last year, it was wet, you couldn't buy a dry day. This year, it's been dry, you couldn't buy a day of rain. Both have had an impact on crop production. In terms of what we grow on Cushai Farm, we do some winter squash, some pumpkins. Those didn't do too hot for us. Some farms may have had some success with that. We personally didn't. We never got the size in our plants, and it just seemed that germination just never really happened the way that it should in order to get a good yield and good amount of production. So for us, that was a bad year. For the peppers we grow, because we grow bell peppers, jalapeno peppers, hot red cherries, it impacted the crop in that it was delayed in its growing. Usually we start harvesting mid-August. We had size on the plants, but we didn't have fruit on the plants. They were just starting to come in. So this week is really the first week that peppers are starting to come in for us, and it's a pretty good yield, and they have good size to them. I was a vendor at the Three County Fair, and we brought some hot peppers with us to sell. The feedback that we got was the peppers seemed hotter than usual. This could be because in the drought, plants are stressed, just like humans are, just like if you're biking to work, you're going to sweat more. So peppers go through that hardening process a bit, and it does impact the flavor or the composition of a fruit at times. We've heard that peaches are a little sweeter this year, things like that. So our hot peppers are starting to come in pretty good yield, and they seem to pack a pretty good amount of heat.
Well, that's what I've learned from my days as a wine snob, that the harder you make the plants work, the more delicious the outcome sometimes. So this stressful summer weather-wise may have made for some fruits and vegetables not doing as well, but others really doing well. Speaking with Matt Cushai from Cushai Farm and the North Hadley Chili Pepper Company, what else is the North Hadley Chili Pepper Company doing?
So what the North Hadley Chili Pepper Company really focuses on, it's really kind of our value-added production branch of the farm and of the business. The main product that the North Hadley Chili Pepper Company produces is hot pepper jelly. We take the jalapenos and hot red cherries that we grow on the farm. Sometimes we cook them fresh, sometimes we freeze them, because one thing you can do with peppers is freeze them. Not everyone knows this. You don't always have to pickle them, preserve them right away. You can throw them in a bag, put them in a chest freezer, and they'll keep for cooking. So we make our hot pepper jelly from that. And the inventory that we brought from to the Three County Fair was from some of our stock that we made last year. And we have fresh peppers coming in this year. So we will be starting to ramp up some production of hot pepper jelly going forward.
What are you making the jelly out of?
What makes a jelly is kind of a mixture of sugar, fruit pectin, apple cider vinegar, and sometimes you throw in like a little butter in the cooking process to avoid scalding and cooking. It's a pretty simple recipe. It's kind of a savory jelly. It's more of a spread. It's called jelly as classified by the FDA, as hot pepper jelly is an FDA approved product. And we had to follow that process. But it's not a jelly like you think of when you go to Stop and Shop and get grape jelly. Like, you know how it's all globby and you spread it on your toast, you have to work to spread it a bit. Hot pepper jelly is almost has a jam texture to it. It's very easy to spread, dip a cracker into. You can spread it on cream cheese real easily. It's got a sweet start and then a hot punch at the end.
I want to make a peanut butter and hot pepper jelly sandwich. Now, the whole time you were describing it, I was like, this is going to be my next generation of peanut butter and jelly sandwiches.
Absolutely.
So, Matt, I know you study entrepreneurial businesses. You're running one. Your day job engages with businesses. I know you just got an MBA. I wonder if you could share, like, what's the path been to turn your residential kitchen into a safe, food fresh producing kitchen that you can make food for other people and sell it?
We have a small kitchen off the side of the house, and basically it all starts with food safety. Starts and ends there. What you have to do to be in a kitchen of any sort is have some approval from either your local board of health, bigger commercial kitchens have an approval process through the state. You have to be ServSafe certified. So to be ServSafe certified, you take a course. You can take it at a local college or online. The one that I have taken and that I will be renewing shortly is ServSafe for managers. So it teaches you all about food safety, food biology, and how to best manage food products along with best management practices to keep food safe, production processes safe, quality control checks. From there, you kind of set up your kitchen in a way that best helps you cook your product in an efficient manner. So you want to store your sugar in a safe, secure spot that's easily accessible, have your cleaning supplies somewhere else. A lot of thought goes into how to set up a kitchen. In a residential kitchen, sometimes you have a little less flexibility just based on how the kitchen is constructed, but you make it so that it works for you as a food processor and you optimize food safety as well.
You just got your MBA and you are an entrepreneur. Looking at your camera, it doesn't look like you're at a farm. It looks like you're in a cubicle. Are you?
I am. I am in my office in the Eisenberg School of Management at UMass Amherst currently. My role is as a graduate academic programs manager. So I handle a lot of back-end operations, classroom technologies, recording, things of that nature. So it keeps me plenty busy. And then I go home, do the farming and jelly processing.
I think that's amazing. As your family bought land from the Stockbridges, who created this land grant college that started agriculturally, and now you're still involved with the college, but in the more business end of things in the Eisenberg School of Management, feels very entrepreneurial, a great immigrant story, and it's brought everything full circle. Plus, hot spicy pepper jelly. It doesn't get much better than that. Matt Kushai, who is the farmer and owner of Kushai Farm and the North Hadley Chili Pepper Company, and Phil Corman from CESA, who are the local hero folks. You can find out about all our local heroes at buylocalfood.org.